WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes a request to do a traffic study around the proposed site of a YMCA center near Blinn College.
The request from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena includes emails from those involved in recruiting the Houston Y to operate branch locations in Bryan and College Station. According to the emails, the Y and Blinn's legal team met last week to build a facility that could open in 2018. The Y would build on Blinn property near Nash and Villa Maria. Funding would come from a student fee of $50 a semester. In College Station, there's discussion about building a Y branch near Bird Pond Road and Lakeway between Baylor Scott & White Hospital and Lowe's. There's been interest from two potential donors who would provide enough money to accelerate construction. Both locations would include an auditorium, but the College Station Y would be located above ground floor retail space. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan School District administrators and community members continue developing recommendations for future changes in attendance zones. In the fall of 2017, Bryan ISD will begin with elementary schools going through fourth grade, intermediate schools for fifth and sixth grade, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth. In March or April, there'll be community meetings to consider committee recommendations. Superintendent Tommy Wallace wrote in his latest weekly column that they're still collecting information from stakeholders that include employees and parents, which included a gathering last week. Dr. Wallace says there are no plans to curb what's offered in BISD. However, the locations where programs will be housed are not yet known. The goal is for the Bryan School Board to approve new attendance zones in May. Bryan police are looking for two people who committed an armed robbery inside a restaurant and then fired shots at passersby Saturday night. Three people inside Pepe's on South Texas were not injured, nor were four people in a vehicle that were pulling into a driveway in the 100 block of Ellinger. No descriptions of the suspects were released. A former office manager of a Bryan medical practice is appealing her punishment after admitting to stealing $250,000. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 48-year-old Brenda Hobson of Willis posted an appeal bond after she was sentenced to jail for 180 days of shock probation. After that, the judge would decide whether Hobson would serve the remainder of a 10-year prison sentence. That's the maximum time, which was sought by prosecutors. Hobson was ordered to pay $250,000 restitution. The DA's office says Hobson has paid back $150,000, and the remainder is scheduled to be paid in April. Last week's punishment hearing came 6 months after Hobson pleaded guilty to stealing cash, checks, and money orders from Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. College Station police detectives are looking for a woman accused of four thefts at the same home over the last 4 weeks. The homeowner installed surveillance video and caught the suspect in action during the most recent theft. Photos are on our website at WTAW.com, along with contact information to the police department. Texas A&M police received a report from a woman who said a man tried to kiss her after she told him she had a boyfriend. This was last Wednesday just before 5 in a parking lot near the Student Recreation Center. The woman pushed the man away and locked herself in her car. The suspect's description and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 59 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. We are very happy with the selections. You have a very friendly staff and very knowledgeable and courteous. The installers were great. You made it a great experience. We want everyone to know how much we love our new floors.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy is just what the Commissioner's Court needs. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, born and raised in Brazos County, graduate of Texas A&M University. As a 10-year business owner with years of volunteer service to the community, I have a great foundation to be a good commissioner. I am a conservative Republican because of my strong values of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign. Patrick Sevcek, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have been your go-to tax preparer, bookkeeper, and small business experts for 33 years. As a reminder, don't stress over your tax preparation this year. Call us and schedule an appointment, 691-2345. You may qualify for a refund advance of up to $750. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 12 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
It's 710. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's some numbers.
Looks like clouds will dominate the sky for most of the day to kick off the new work week. We're going to have a high temperature near 70. We're mostly cloudy during the overnight hours with a chance of showers, low 45. We'll be mostly cloudy during the day on Tuesday. There could be a passing shower or two, high 53. There'll be partial clearing Tuesday night with an overnight low of 38. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, will be mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday will be near 53. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Hoops getting yet another win on the men's side. The ladies don't play again until Thursday. We'll get you caught up with that and who's going to the Super Bowl. All that and more in sports about 7:50.
Okay, so does anybody have any questions about where there was snow over the weekend? Did they just wear you out?
Can I answer that? Not here.
Man. I mean, I understand. And you know, of course, that's okay. They got all sorts of publicity and that sort of thing. And, in fact, even on the campaign trail. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently, Marco Rubio, speaking someplace, had said that having the snow that took place was, quote, one of the best things to happen to the Republic in a while because it shut down Washington. So, of course, Chris Christie, who's pretty agile for a guy his size, jumps right on that. and he says, quote, well, that's the difference between a United States senator who's never been responsible for anything and a governor who's responsible for everything that goes on in your state. 14 people died across the country. And that shows a real immaturity from Senator Rubio to be joking his families were freezing in the cold, losing power, and some of them losing their loved ones. Voting yes or no in the United States Senate every day, sitting where they tell you to sit, coming in and telling you what to do, when to leave, when you can come there. It sounds like school to me, not the kind of job the presidency is.
Or it sounds like the difference between the legislative body and the executive body.
Yeah. So there you are, and so they did that. And he's probably wishing he hadn't said it, obviously.
Oh, sure.
But just because we've had numerous calls wanting to know how much snow there was.
Really, nobody called while I was here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. 37 inches in Maryland. The one picture which was cool was the panda.
Oh, yeah.
Making the snow angel. I guess kind
of. Oh, man. I saw a video of it. It was rolling down the hill, throwing snow up in its face.
It was having a great time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, party on. Yeah, that was all right. Anyway. No, we don't need snow here because we don't know how to drive when that happens. 31 degrees throws people into a panic here. So, no, they're good. They'll be fine. They'll have sunshine today. Things will be better. So the oldest man in the world, he won't keep this record forever, you know, but... The good news is you have a record. The bad news is that you're the oldest man in the world. Anyway, oldest man in the world now lives in Israel. His name is Yisrael Crystal. He lives in Haifa. He's 112. Grew up in Poland. Lived there until the Nazis sent him to Auschwitz. So he's a survivor of Auschwitz on top of that. In order to be confirmed by the Guinness Book of Records, he will have to produce documentation. The oldest document his family has is from his wedding when he was 25. Now, the oldest living woman, what's this tell you? Okay, oldest man is 112. Oldest woman is 116.
She wins.
Josetta Machat Jones was born July 6th, 1899, and lives in Brooklyn. 116, lives in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I don't know if it's in a home or, you know, if it's a third-story walk-up. Well, it's probably not a third-story walk-up. But
maybe
anyway,
that's what kept her alive for
could
so
well
long.
Be. Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. She keeps up a steady diet of eggs and
bacon.
Yes!
Yes! Credits her longevity to lots of sleep. I like that.
I guess at 116, you pretty much done it all.
Got a sense of humor, too. Well, and again, I forget. There was some story, I think, in the newspaper this week about a lady who turned 101 or 102 here locally, which is nothing to sneeze at, just though, by the way. But no, it was video I saw because she knocked the candles out. Like one, at 101 or 102, boom, blew the candles out. That's pretty cool. I mean, there wasn't 101 of them, but still.
Well, that's sort of
cheap.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Just a 3101.
Yeah. Four disgruntled Subway sandwich customers arrested in Sacramento. Police say one of the four tried to buy a sandwich, but was denied service. That led to an argument with employees. The suspect left and returned with three friends who allegedly assaulted the worker. Three males and a female were taken into custody on various charges. Hey, the one on the other side of the counter is the one with the knife. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. Worker was not injured. Seriously, it's unclear why the first suspect was denied service in the first place. Could be an old grudge. Who knows? Just letting you know about that. All right, so a group of scientists are asking world leaders to draft laws preventing countries from using autonomous killer robots in warfare. Didn't know that was a deal. Didn't know that was a problem.
Have you not watched television in the last 20 years?
Oh, no. By the way, today is the anniversary of the word robot entering the lexicon.
Really?
First used in a Czech play about artificial humans 95 years ago today. And in case you missed it, we mentioned this last hour. It's 11 months till Christmas, so probably be stuff up in stores pretty soon. So,
unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah. New York State plans to shut off the thundering waters of Niagara Falls again, at least on the American side of the falls. The once-in-a-lifetime event, which has happened before. Yeah. It's happened two times in some folks' lifetimes. The New York State's parks system wants to turn off the falls on the American side sometime in the next 2 to 3 years to replace two 115-year-old stone arch bridges that allow pedestrians and park vehicles and utilities to get access to Goat Island. The proposal to, their words, dewater the falls, yeah, will be presented at a public hearing day after tomorrow at the Niagara Falls Convention Center. Two of three plans propose a temporary shutdown of the American Falls.
Turning off Niagara Falls would not be such a bad thing. Robots are not huge fans of watery environments.
I wonder what Patrick's doing while we're doing the show. Well, so, now, can you change the voice?
Yeah.
Can you make it more ominous?
I can make it Welsh.
Ooh, even better.
Turning off Niagara Falls would not be such a bad thing. Robots are not huge fans of watery environments.
You can't make it female? You can't make it male?
Oh, I can.
Yeah. Let's make it more ominous.
More ominous.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Joey. Let's go with Joey.
Come on,
Turning
Joey.
Turning off Niagara Falls would not be such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Robots are not huge fans of watery environments.
Yeah, it's fine. He sounds like he'd be nice to puppies. The American Falls was slowed to a trickle back in 1969 to study the effects of erosion and buildup of rock at the base of the falls. When that happened, people came from all over the world to see the falls get turned off. Workers on that project discovered two bodies when the water was diverted. They also found millions of coins, carrying them out in buckets to deter people from going out there on the rocks.
Huh. There was that one time it froze.
Yes.
All the way back.
Woke people up.
What?
Woke people up. Because it was too quiet? Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, that's the story. And again, it's been years since I've been there, but if you go around back behind, there was at that time just a fence and about, I don't know, 100 feet till you could actually be in the river and be maybe 200 yards from the falls, which is really not a smart or safe thing. My hope is that they've changed it since then, but I'm not sure.
Is governmental.
Yeah. While we're talking water, Anheuser-Busch, latest company to help out the water situation there in Flint. The company's sending 2,100 cases of emergency drinking water to the city during this crisis.
Which is really odd when you see the Busch logo, the Budweiser logo, on a water can.
And I was going to say, there's all sorts of jokes about Bud Light and the flavor.
Oh, very good. Yeah, show that. Give that to a six-year-old and take
80s.
A picture. Have they?
And it's only their plant in Georgia that does it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They have about 25,000 cases on standby, and over an 18-hour shift, they can crank out another 52,000.
Okay. And so, yeah, and so the last of the beer that comes out is called Ultralight or something, and then they then they go with the water.
Just taper it off.
Yeah, just exactly.
Here's your Select 55.
Yeah, as they're doing that, that's pretty cool. So anyway, so when the Gainesville, Florida Police Department received a call complaining about kids playing basketball too loudly in the streets, Officer Bobby White dispatched to scope out the situation. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I saw the video. It's awesome.
It was. He arrived on the scene to find a couple of boys shooting hoops, got out of his squad car to join them. He told them, "I don't know who called, but obviously I ain't got no problem with this." And he then challenged the pair to a game of pickup. The kids joined in, and after about 10 minutes, the officer told them that he had to go. They came back the next day, and I believe Shaq came over there. Ah. Is that the one where he showed up? Because he showed up at a street ball game. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of neat.
That's bringing in a ringer.
Well, it is. I don't know if you want to be playing horse with him. He probably's got...
I don't know. Horse would be fine.
Yeah, he may.
He might not be able to spell it.
But, hey. So,
wow.
Should we talk about the controversy that's going on in Hollywood? You know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I mean, think about all the snowmen out there. That's got to make them angry. Here's the deal. If you haven't heard, there are actors of color who want to boycott the Oscars this year. And you know how important the Oscars are to me.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying.
We gypped Nat Sound from that.
Exactly. Exactly. So in response to this uproar over no persons of color being nominated, and this is why I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the solution that they've come up with. Because of this, and it's the second year in a row, so of course there's outrage now. Because like anything else, if you do it 2 years in a row, it's a tradition. The Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced changes which they believe will increase diversity in the future. The board approved changes that would double the number of women and diverse Academy members by the year 2020. The Academy president said the Academy is going to lead and not wait for the industry to catch up. So anytime there is a group that feels like they are not part of a selection process, they decide to change the parameters. And in that case, don't they basically lower the standards to be able to get people in who don't qualify?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that what we're talking about here?
There's something. I don't understand their process, but there's something about you have to have been in for a decade. You can only be a member for a certain number of years. So they're changing this this sort of – it's a rolling average of how long you've been in the industry.
But it's always true that if there is a group that for some reason does not qualify for a position – all they do is lower the standards so that those people can then get in, right? I mean, I hate to use the example of teacher, but that happens. And there was a time in the broadcast industry where it was license holders. I mean, they basically turned around. This is the FCC, and they basically tapped their foot with their hands and fists on their waist going, okay, when are you going to let some of these people who don't own licenses to radio and television stations come in? When are you going to get more employees that don't fit the profile, whether it's your neighborhood or not, of the country? And of course, since it was the FCC, it scared us to death.
Right.
Because it's the federal government after all. Hello.
Yeah, why don't they just do like they do in public schools and give them all participation trophies?
Well, I think they should. You're exactly right. They really should just line everybody up and give them little bitty Oscars. Little mini Oscars. Anyway.
So The Economist broke it down.
Okay.
And there's about 13% of the U.S. population that's black, about 15-16% that's Latino.
Okay.
The Oscar wins for black actors sits around the national average.
Okay.
Of just a shade over 12. And Latino is actually the underrepresented category with about 3%.
Okay.
Of Oscar wins.
Understand. And what you have to understand is what kind of movies are those people, number one, cast in?
Sure.
Or what kind do they produce? And if they are not mainstream, then generally they're not going to be Oscar worthy.
Well, the movie they were talking about for this year was Straight Outta Compton. I saw it. I thought it was a really good movie.
Okay.
And I thought there could probably be some Oscar nominations. They were saying the people who are responsible for doing the nominations are probably of an age where the content, frankly, offends them.
All right, there you go. There you go. So then what do you do? Do you change the makeup of the people who vote?
Right.
Don't worry about whether they're qualified or not.
Right. So instead of being racist, they're aiming to be ageist now because people are too old to be voting or to be making nominations. That's the
assumption.
The breakdown per population is part that interests me on that one.
Need to tell Harrison Ford to sit down? Is that what we're saying there? Hello?
Yeah, Scott. So is the NBA going to let some of us who are vertically challenged get into the NBA and give us special points before we ever shoot a shot?
Yes. Thank you, sir. I think it's a wonderful idea that we do that. Because there's some people who have wanted to play professional basketball.
Including you.
And they, yeah.
I think games would be a lot more entertaining.
Well, they
if you
would.
Were playing
I know. They really would, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd have. Well, here's the deal is you've got to find an unconventional way to play the game, right? Because conventional ways wouldn't work. I mean, when they leave their feet, you bounce it between their legs to the other short guy over there, and he puts it in.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 728. You're so sick of hearing the same rush for the last 3 days, we're not going to play it again, okay? Just letting you know. In the meantime, let's do some weather, shall we? Because it is going to be a pretty nice week. High temperature today around 71. Winds will be up a little bit, 5 to 15, maybe gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 45 or so, and the winds are going to shift around after midnight to the north. So tomorrow, 53 and cloudy, and the winds out of the north won't make it nearly as comfortable. We're back up to sunshine and 52 on Wednesday. Then, nice, Thursday 61 and Friday, sunny skies and 67 is what they're telling us. No mention of rain really in the forecast all week long. Right now the winds are out of the south at 13, 90% relative humidity. We have mostly cloudy skies, and we have 58 out there.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Hey, did you know that 1 in 4 people experienced identity theft last year? Now, you might think you're okay because you have free credit monitoring. Now, that might tell you when there's a problem, but it will not work to fix it if your identity is stolen. It's like if your dentist found a huge cavity in your mouth and sent you somewhere else. Not good. With LifeLock, if there's a problem, it's their job to work to fix it. You'll even get your own U.S.-based resolution agent. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, identity theft protection is pretty painless. LifeLock membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable sales tax. Just call or visit LifeLock.com now. Make sure you use the promo code. It's easy to remember. It's my name. Everybody knows that. Rush. That's promo code RUSH. Save 10% on your membership, or you can call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833. Offer code RUSH.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Negotiations to bring YMCA facilities to Bryan College Station involve different operating models.
Blinn College Bryan campus students could be footing the bill for a recreation center operated by the Houston YMCA. According to emails that are part of tomorrow's Bryan City Council agenda, Blinn officials met with the Y last week on a facility that would be built near Villa Maria in Nash. Possible funding could come from a student fee of $50 a semester that would generate a revenue stream of more than $1 million a year. The center, which could open in 2018, would include an auditorium, at least one gym, and rooms dedicated to specific purposes such as yoga and fitness equipment. In College Station, discussion involves a private developer donating land between Baylor Scott & White Hospital and Lowe's and paying for an extension of Bird Pond Road. The Y would operate above retail space in a multi-story building. The emails from the Bryan councilman does not indicate when the College Station location would open. The developer's construction partner would build an auditorium with a competition pool and a spectator area, a diving area, a heated therapy pool, and a family swim area. Contact has also been made with the College Station schools, Texas A&M, and CHI St. Joseph Health about possible participation with the Houston Y in the Twin Cities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board is about 4 months from considering changes in attendance zones that will be employed in the fall of 2017. Stakeholders, including parents, staff, and administrators, held another meeting last Thursday. The changes are the result of voters approving a bond issue that creates intermediate schools. That makes elementary schools, kindergarten through fourth grade, intermediate buildings fifth and sixth, and middle schools for seventh and eighth. After the meeting, Superintendent Tommy Wallace wrote in his weekly column that the locations where the programs will be housed have not been determined. But there are no plans to curb what's offered, and he says the final and crucial piece of their efforts will be to consider campus staffing. Committee recommendations will be determined in time for public meetings in March or April. Then the board is supposed to consider final action in May. Dr. Wallace says after the zones are approved by the board, administrators will plan and finalize programs. Authorities are looking for two people accused of an armed robbery inside of a Bryan restaurant after leaving Pepe's on South College. One of the two fired multiple shots at a vehicle that was pulling into their driveway in the 100 block of Ellinger. None of the three inside the restaurant and four inside the car were injured. One of the bullets struck the driveway carport. No suspect descriptions were released from what happened Saturday night around 10:15. A College Station man was stabbed several times Saturday morning at the home of his child's mother. Police did not identify either the person who was stabbed or the one who did it. The man who was stabbed was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. No arrests were made in the incident on Anderson near Southwest Parkway. A Montgomery County woman who admitted to stealing $250,000 while working as the office manager of a Bryan medical practice is appealing her punishment. It's been 2.5 years since 48-year-old Brenda Hobson was arrested and 6 months since she pleaded guilty to stealing cash, checks, and money orders from the Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. A punishment hearing took place over parts of 3 days this week in Brazos County District Court. According to the district attorney's office, Hobson was sentenced to 180 days in jail to serve what's called shock probation. After that, the judge decides whether Hobson serves the remainder of a 10-year prison term, which was sought by prosecutors. Instead, Hobson stayed out of jail by posting bond to fight the incarceration. The DA's office says Hobson has repaid $150,000 restitution. Another $100,000 is scheduled to be paid in April. The total of $250,000 was the figure prosecutors say was reached in the settlement of a civil lawsuit against Hobson. Texas A&M police has issued a report of an assault that took place on campus last week. Officers were told Wednesday afternoon just before 5 in a parking lot near the Student Recreation Center. A woman said she was walking alone when a man approached her and began a conversation. He asked her if she had a boyfriend. When she said yes, he hugged her and tried to kiss her. The woman pushed the man away and locked herself in her car. She was not injured. The suspect's description and more information is online at WTAW.com. An Aggie daughter is asking for your help finding her father's stolen Aggie ring. Sana Rahman, class of 14, sent us an email that someone took a briefcase belonging to her father, Kamal, class of 2001, which included his ring. While looking for the original ring, Sana had established a GoFundMe account titled Aggie Ring for Kamal. Details are online at WTAW.com. The Rahman family lives in College Station and operates a convenience store in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news coming up at 8. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's little girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Good morning, it's 7:37, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios, paging services, and such. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Looks like clouds will dominate the sky for most of the day to kick off the new work week. We're going to have a high temperature near 70. We're mostly cloudy during the overnight hours with a chance of showers, low 45. We'll be mostly cloudy during the day on Tuesday. There could be a passing shower or two, high 53. There'll be partial clearing Tuesday night with an overnight low of 38. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, we'll be mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday will be near 53. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's hard to win. Missouri didn't come in here and just lay down.
Missouri gave them all they wanted. A&M came out with the win, though, in men's basketball. We'll have more on men's and women's hoops. We've also got you caught up on who's going to the Super Bowl, SEC play, and more with basketball coming up, and we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
All right, there you go. It's 7:38, and it's the Infomaniacs, and I'm back today. It's good to be back again.
Thank heavens.
Kevin, thanks for sitting in and doing this stuff. Well, I could sleep late for a week. That's pretty nice. Didn't mind that.
I don't rub it in when I go on vacation. I'm just saying.
So I had to go over to the other side of the office, over in the sales department there a few moments ago, and coming back around and up on the folks. So you know that we have several areas where the office the walls don't go all the way up to the ceiling. You know, they're kind of half walls because we don't trust those people. And
we don't value privacy.
That's exactly right. And so there were a couple of boxes of Girl Scout cookies there. And I looked in the end of one, and it looked like a shortbread thing. And I thought, well, that would be pretty good. So I decided to grab one of those. And it's gluten-free, so I don't feel badly at all. But these have, it has like toffee in it.
Oh.
Do you know about these?
Mm-mm.
Maybe.
This is almost good. I mean, this is, you know, this.
Wait a minute. Did you steal cookies?
No, it was open. So obviously it was okay. I'm just saying. It had a note on it, but I didn't take time for the note because, you know, we're on a short leash here. We don't have time to wander the halls necessarily. But, yeah, it's like a shortbread cookie with toffee chips in it. What could be wrong with that? Yeah, just saying. I don't know what it's called. I'll have to go look and see, but just saying. Hey, so this morning in the Wall Street Journal, one of their writers got a chance to just hang with the Donald. Her name is Monica Langley, and she filed a report that's in the paper today about just exactly how does he put together this thing he does. I mean, does he in fact shoot from the hip when he gets up there behind the microphone? And she basically tells the story, him being 10 minutes out to get into New Hampshire, and it's then that he decides to write down what he's going to talk about. 10 minutes before the landing, it says he grabbed paper, scrawling 5 points, 15 words on what he would say to his next adoring crowd. He jotted down self-funding super PACs, now block Syrian refugees, Second Amendment, Hillary Clinton disaster, and stock market. And at the event, he basically followed that, talking broadly, but then returning to the items on his list before he was done. A key to his unscripted approach is his conversational style of speaking, extemporaneous and incorporating the day's news, and also gauging the audience's reaction. He said, without a photographic memory, you can't speak without notes, Trump said. My memory is one of the greats.
Oh, wow.
Believe me when I tell you.
I know.
Believe me.
Well, yeah, and you heard what he said, was it last, over the weekend? He could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose a vote? What an idiot. What a moron. But, you know,
oh. I didn't see the context for that. Someone else said it's not as bad as it sounds.
Of course it's not.
Well, it rarely is.
Yes, but
that's the headline.
But you put that out there, and you could hear people kind of, but it doesn't matter.
It's interesting. I heard people say the exact same thing about him.
Oh, really?
That that his fans were adoring enough that if he did that, they wouldn't change their mind.
Oh, there you go. All right, so how bad does pizza have to be in school for kids to refuse to eat?
Oh, man, pretty bad.
Pizza Day, normally a cause for celebration in elementary schools, but recently, not for children. Wait a minute, in Italy? Well, of course, pizza's not
Italian.
Yeah,
they probably have higher
standards. Yeah, they do. They have higher standards. They were distressed over the quality of the pizza served at the school. And they staged a mass protest and refused to eat the stuff. 220 students refused the pizza and asked instead to be fed white rice with boiled chicken and carrots.
Holy cow.
Which is usually just kept around for people who are recovering from illnesses or getting over a bout of food poisoning. The kids reportedly said that the school's pizza was cold, rubbery, and inedible. Well, yeah. Talk to a college student about that the next morning. It's fine. After the protest, the catering company behind the school's lunches said they would be looking into finding a new pizza supplier, so everything would be better. With that in mind, I tell you this, that tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, it's a two-hour edition of The World's Biggest Loser. Okay, go ahead.
Excited. Oh, Toffee-tastic is what,
is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yep, Toffee-tastic.
Yeah, not hardly bad at all. All right, so how you speak can speak volumes. And there are some common words and phrases that are often misspoken. And to people who know better, it's kind of like fingernails on the old chalkboard. Realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's two syllables, okay? It's realtor, not realtor. Prostate cancer. That extra R makes it all wrong, uh-huh. Okay? It's just all wrong, okay? It's prostate. Not prostrate. Interestingly, both the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Mayo Clinic websites have made this mistake before, though.
Oh, really?
Yes. So there. You can always say, wait, I saw it on the internet, so it must be true.
Right.
The phrase, first come, first serve. This would suggest that the first person to arrive has to serve all the others, right? First come, first serve. The actual phrase is first come, first served.
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 Served. To indicate the participants who were served in the order of when they arrived.
Yes.
Deep-seated. Deep-seated. This is actually deep-seated with a T to indicate it's firmly entrenched. Both the Washington Post and the White House made this mistake in their websites.
Interesting.
This is a White House where the president said Marine Corps, so I don't, you know.
Multiple times.
Yes, yes, multiple times. And all intensive purposes.
Hey!
Found a hot button there. Yes, indeed.
Twist that dagger.
For all
more.
Intents and purposes, it originates from English law back in the 1500s that stated to all intents, constructions, and purposes, which basically means effectively or officially. And then there's irregardless,
oh,
which is always fun.
Yeah.
That's one of mine.
Ah, the English language is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Hello.
Hey, can you be more specific?
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, and every time I hear somebody say it's a mute point, I go nuclear on.
Handle every chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new four-wheel drive 3E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade with 0% financing and $2,200 off. Sioux Falls Prater. Quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Military deployment can be tough on couples. The good news is there are steps a husband and wife can take to prepare for their time apart. Start with this. In the days leading up to a deployment, remember that husbands and wives tend to handle stress differently. Men will often begin to detach emotionally. It's a coping mechanism that helps them function well under extreme pressure. Women, on the other hand, are usually the opposite. Their need for emotional connection will increase as the time for separation draws closer. Obviously, this inherent difference can lead to conflict, but it can also be a source of understanding and deeper intimacy if couples will openly communicate about what they're feeling. So talk with each other. Another key is to make the most of the moments you have. It's easy to worry about the months ahead and lose touch with your spouse right here and now. Make it a point to create good memories together. The more moments you enjoy before you're separated, the less stressful your time apart will be. And finally, set aside time to be alone together before deployment. Say goodbye to friends and family members early, then devote the last few evenings to one another. Let those last moments be about your commitment to your marriage. Tomorrow, we'll talk about how couples can cope during a deployment. In the meantime, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com for more tips on building a relationship that thrives. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
You want to make traveling as easily as possible, as easy as possible. Well, you know, the hassle of getting to the airport or maybe getting back and missing a connection and all that other stuff. Well, GroundShuttle.com can save that for you because GroundShuttle.com takes care of getting you here from Bryan College Station to the airport or back in the other direction. They do 10 shuttles daily to Bush Airport and 4 to Houston Hobby. They've got vans that are comfortable. They have independent reclining seats. They offer you convenient schedules to either of the airports. And by the way, they have an out-of-town charter service that can work, too. If you've got a group that needs to go someplace, you can travel as a group. Maybe you can get some work done during that time. And that's something that's available to you. So while their core business is getting you to and from the Houston airports, they also have limo services available with their Mercedes S-Class, or they can take one of their vans that they use for the airport service and use it for your group as well. It's the kind of customized service that you want. Real easy to book. You can call them at 855-303-4415. That's 855-303-4415. Or you can see the schedule and you can book your time
on groundshuttle.com. Just that easy, and it takes the hassle out of travel.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12. Early voting is here, and it's time to make your choice. As a rancher and a small business owner, I would like to personally ask for your vote. I have been endorsed by the NRA, the Texas Right to Life, and the Texas Association of Business. Go to KyleCassell.com to find your early voting location and vote Kyle Cassell early or on March 1st. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:50. Number 10, Texas A&M rolled over Missouri 66-53, and Jalen Jones had 17 of his 20 in the second half. It was a foul trouble. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the win on Saturday.
Don't underestimate. It's hard to win. Missouri didn't come in here and just lay down. You know, Kim Anderson's doing a heck of a job with a young team. Played 40 minutes of zone, surrendered to it, and it gave us some problems, you know. And you don't have a key guy. Jalen's in foul trouble the first half. You know, you miss free throws in the first half. We just find a way to win. You know, that's the bottom line, because it's hard to win no matter where you're at.
With the win, the A&M winning streak is the longest it's had since they won 13 in a row. That was in November of 2010 through January 2011. And the 7-0 start in SEC play is the best conference start since they also started 7-0 back in the 93-94 season to begin Southwest Conference play. A&M will take the road Wednesday. They'll head to Fayetteville for the Razorbacks. Tip-off scheduled for 6, all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time now to get you caught up with SEC hoops, where Tennessee upset number 23 South Carolina 78-69. LSU edged Alabama 72-70. In the state rivalry game, Mississippi State beat Ole Miss 83-77, and number 23 Kentucky trounced Vandy 76-57. UGA outlasted Arkansas in overtime 76-73, and Florida embarrassed Auburn 95-63. Other top 10 action here in the Lone Star State. Number 8, SMU got upended by Temple 89-80, which means A&M will more than likely bump up in the polls later on today. Both coaches' shows are live tonight. Coach Blair will preview the Aggies' trip to Tuscaloosa on Thursday. He goes on at 6. Coach Billy Kennedy, he tips things off on the live radio show from Rudy's Barbecue at 7, also on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Super Bowl's all set. Here's Roger Amrick.
Super Bowl 50 will match the Broncos and Panthers after Denver beat the defending Super Bowl champ Patriots 20-18 in the AFC title game, and Carolina blew out the Cardinals 49-15 in the NFC championship game. A missed extra point came back to haunt the Patriots when they scored in the final seconds and had to go for two.
Brady takes the snap. He rolls to the right. He throws to the end zone, tipped high in the air, and the ball's going to be intercepted. And running back left to right is Bradley Roby. The ball was stripped free. The Patriots will recover at the 12-second mark. However, Denver still leads by 2.
Peyton Manning outduels Tom Brady by passing for 176 yards and 2 scores to tight end Owen Daniels. It'll be Manning's 4th Super Bowl appearance.
Hey, there's no question. This is a sweet day. This was a sweet victory. To me, this victory sort of is a great example of what this entire season has been like. It hasn't been easy. Different people stepping up, doing their parts at different times. It's been a unique season. There's no question about it. And this game today was a unique football game. But everybody did their part. Truly was a team win.
Brady was pressured throughout the game and was intercepted twice. Cam Newton was the big man on campus in Charlotte.
Here comes Cam. He got it. Touchdown.
I can say one thing. We were coached extremely well. We were very prepared for this game. You know, doing the things that we were doing, you know, it wasn't just skill. You know, it was a preparation.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
In the NBA, James Harden had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists for the triple-double as the Houston Rockets rallied for a 115-104 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Houston head coach J.B. Bickerstaff said when the Rockets play together, they're a tough team.
The energy was there, great enthusiasm. To me, you know, the togetherness of this team, you can see it when it's bleeding through. And that makes all the difference in the world.
And we'll wrap it up in the PGA, where Ricky Fowler finished on top of a star-studded field at the Abu Dhabi Championships. Fowler shot a final round 369 to finish 16 under par total and one shot in front of Thomas Peters. And that's your sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, about 5 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WKAW. Nice day out there. Going to be a nice day tomorrow as well. All right, so... Oh, shall we make you feel badly about how much coffee you drink? Are you one of those? Have to drink that all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay? Recent study found that coffee drinking is linked to a longer life. Researchers observed more than 208,000 participants over 30 years. Participants completed physicals and also did surveys on their diet and behavior, including their coffee habits. The more coffee they drank, the lower their risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, neurological diseases like Parkinson's, and if you're a non-smoker, even better. So a daily cup of coffee associated with a 6% decreased risk of early death. 1 to 3 cups associated with an 8% decrease. If you drink 3 to 5 cups of coffee, that is associated with a 15% decrease in early risk of death. Decaf drinkers get the same benefits. Hey, so it's not the caffeine. Science isn't sure why this is, and no one is saying what it is in coffee that prevents the disease. Huh. Would like to know who paid for the study. I'm just saying. Okay. Our service today, which is based in the Northeast, gives directions on how to walk on ice. Okay. First of all, if you live there,
you know.
You should. Secondly, if you don't, you don't care, right? Do you care how to walk on ice carefully? Well,
and at that point, it becomes Darwinism.
Exactly,
actually, doesn't
it? It does. Yep. All right, so here we go. This is what people are talking about today as you prepare to go to work. The most important thing is the Super Bowl. Or not. Who's the halftime show? Who is it? It's Coldplay, or is that right?
And they added
it's okay.
Rihanna, I think.
Yeah. Number 2 is the blizzard. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Number 3, Donald Trump. Yeah. Number 4 is the Iowa caucuses. Yeah. Then Tina Fey, Sarah Palin, Celine Dion, the Oscars, and Jada Pinkett Smith, which is basically the same thing as the Oscars. There. That way, if you want to talk to people about what everybody else is talking about, you can do that. If not, we can talk about in Japan, where McDonald's is now letting customers order French fries that are drizzled with chocolate sauce. Why don't we get the good stuff here?
That sounds vile.
I don't want to say delicious, but it sounds fun.
Sounds awful.
Different. Fun. Like dipping your Wendy's fries in your Wendy's shake.
And still no.
What? What? You don't know people do that?
Well,
what?
That's a thing.
I don't do that, but people do. I'm not a people. Apparently.
I had no clue.
Sheeple, I think, is probably more accurate.
Study of out of Spain says that pregnant women should eat 3 large servings of fish each week.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says.
But the mercury thing.
I'm not sure. The U.S. American government says if you're going to own a hoverboard, you should keep a fire extinguisher nearby.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
So what, do they make a holster for it now?
I guess so. And GE has a new $10,000 appliance that is designed to cook a pizza in 2 minutes.
Ooh.
Now, there's nothing wrong or bad about that except the fact that it costs $10,000. Aside from that, that's really not affordable for most people.
That sounds fabulous.
Well, again, is it a cheese pizza? Is it a veggie pizza? Is it a pizza with everything on it?
Yeah, what's the throughput? Because it sounds like there's a new business model.
Well,
there.
It could be. And again, it's GE, so I guess it's electric. What's that do to your bill?
Aha!
Gonna have to get you.
That's what they're. Yeah,
that's what it is. You got to get a 20. You got to get a 220 in there to be able to cook that puppy in about 3 minutes. But that's okay. Some people will do that. Here's our weather. It looks okay out there. It looks really better than okay. 71 for a high today. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15, maybe up to 20 miles an hour. And tonight, 46 is our low. Tomorrow, winds out of the north, so it'll be cooler, about 53. Same thing for Wednesday then, back up to 60 for Thursday. And Friday, we're looking at near 70. 58 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.